Morning. Good to have you all. I'm going to start with the vote. There's three options, right? Do you like dogs? Number two, do you like cats? I'm not done with my test here. Number three, you like both. Okay? Who like dogs? Just dogs. You just like dogs. Better than cats. That's good. Who likes cats more than dogs? Oh, you kids. Who likes both dogs and cats? Oh, I didn't even put my hand up. I just like dogs. Now a question. Was it a dog or a cat in the reading today? I'm gonna let the preschoolers vote first. Ooh, was it a cat or a dog in the reading? What do you think? What do you think? Cat? What do you think? Both. Good. Was it a dog or a cat? What do you think? Both, you think? Little Brad? You just a great cat. Dog.
Yep. What do you guys think? Was it dog or cat? Dog. Dog. And a cat. Okay. There we go. There you go. Good. We did get a dog. We heard a dog in the meeting today. Can you believe that? It was in the Bible. A dog. Dogs in the Bible a couple times. Now we heard a really interesting thing. Now here's another vote I'd like to ask. So in your family, who has pets? Who has a dog and cat or and both? Who would just raise your hand? Who has pets? Dogs, cats? Anybody? Who doesn't have a pet at their house at all? Yeah, I don't have a pet at all. I used to have hamsters. My parents used to have one dog and each time. We've never had a cat in our family. I think that's it for us. I think I had a hamster a couple of years. They don't have a long life, but they're a lot of fun. Now, okay, who should eat first at your family or at school? Who should eat first? Because we heard about a dog in the reading, and we heard of kids or adults. Who should eat food first? What do you think? Before humans? Interesting. What do you think?
The kids.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, what do you think?
The kids.
How about adults too? Think adults both?
Yeah, kids and adults.
Yeah. So what Jesus was talking about was that, you know, who people do this? Well, this didn't happen when I was at home, but now, you know, the dog is kind of the queen of the house. My parents. Does anybody kind of take the table and like, I don't know, maybe I might have done this. I don't know. But have you ever, you know, put below the table like the peas you don't like, you give it to the dog or the cat? Anybody done that?
Yeah.
I might have done that, maybe. But how many of your families now put your hands down. In your family, if everybody's done eating, how many of your family gives the rest of the food that's on the table or on the plates that give it to the pet? Just raise your hand. What do you think? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good way of, you know, rather than throwing it in the garbage, it's good feeding your pet, right? All right. So here's the deep question. That Jesus said, and Jesus never sins, okay? So Jesus today was testing a woman that was not in his family, but it was everybody was in Jesus' family. But in the culture, there was a group of people that was special. And one of there was, so there a woman came that was not in the family, but Jesus still loved her, and he gave her a test. She was asking Jesus, "Can you help my daughter?" And Jesus said, "Well, we need to feed our family before we feed the dogs." And now that seems bad today to think, boy, Jesus is talking about dogs like people were dogs. No, they're not. They're humans. Well, that was a test of Jesus, okay? Because Jesus always loves everybody, and it was a test that he gave a dog, or dogs as a test. And so Jesus was testing her to see if she would believe in Jesus, right? So the woman said, "Well, Lord, even the dogs would eat of the scraps after the people do." And Jesus tested her of her faith. And when Jesus said that to her, and he heard her answer, it was absolutely correct. There was a woman that was in it, different than the world's eyes of who are the closest to God, and she helps her own daughter. It's a really, really, it can be a challenging verse passage from Jesus. But for all adults and all of you, just always know that Jesus always shows off how much he loves us, right? He loved that woman. And when you look at something like that when we're reading it, and it seems like, boy, that's really weird. Why would Jesus say something like that? We always remember Jesus is testing. He's never showing something like, "Oh yeah, you're just a dog." He would never say that. Right? So for us, we want to feed people, right? That's number one. I loved what all of you said that. And then we feed our pets, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure all of the humans can eat, right?
Not
big thing in our world today. Please stand.